It's now time for Community Spotlight, our weekly in-depth look at the people and events across Bartholomew, Jackson, Johnson counties, and all of South Central Indiana. The views expressed on Community Spotlight are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Rising Radio Partners Incorporated.
Thank you for tuning in to Community Spotlight. I'm Stephen Harmeyer, and this week I'm joined by the president of the Centra Foundation, Lynn Morgan. Lynn, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Good to be here, Stephen.
So, Centra Foundation, I'm not familiar with this, with the organization. Can you tell us about it?
Right. Well, the foundation was formed in 2012, and we're the charitable arm of Centra Credit Union. So the credit union is basically, it's different than a bank. It's owned by its members. So somebody by coming in and opening, a saving account or share account becomes a member. And, our goal is to engage our members and the community in supporting, the charitable, efforts that Centra has in the communities where we have a presence. So, there are numerous projects, but the credit unions were built on the premise of people helping people. So that's really our message. Let's help each other in our communities, and together, we can make a difference. So that's really our philosophy. So we're still in our early stages. We've had some wonderful support from our members and other people in the community. But we've got some programs that we're proud of. But we're very much like to grow in all the communities we serve, so we can do more. So financial literacy education, scholarships, for college. And then pressing needs, those vary in different communities, but those are things that that we're, we'd like to support.
Once again, we're joined by Lynn Morgan with Centra Foundation. Quite the month last month with the Shop with a Cop program and the Angel Tree program. Can you talk about this?
Right. So this was the third year of our holiday giving program, and this really sort of captures what Centra Foundation is about. We believe that, together we can make a difference, and it's those small gifts that that can really help. And, in all Centra communities, and again, all communities, there's an issue. Poverty seems to be a bigger divide, and, the poverty levels are far too high. So, many families are just struggling when it comes round to Christmas. Struggling generally just to pay the bills, food and electricity, pay the rent. And when it comes to, Christmas, they just don't have the money for their kids, and kids at Christmas, they need toys, but they also need clothes, winter clothes. So we've supported the Salvation Army in the communities where we have branches, and also in Seymour, the Cops and Kids program there. And in Columbus this year, we added the Shop with a Cop program. But the idea is, there are many people that want to support these organizations, and with the Angel Tree program. There are tags on the traditional trees, and they're, those are about $100, something like that, to go buy the gifts that, for the kids' Christmas wishes. And many people would love to do it, but they can't afford it, or, perhaps they're busy and they don't have the time. So we created this program as sort of like an alternative, to help. And Centra branches have a Christmas tree each year. So it just sort of seemed an easy, easy project, if you will, to, get some of those tags, put them on the tree. They're a little bit more symbolic because, they've got kids' names on them and their ages and some ideas of what they might like. But the idea is somebody could take a tag, and, they range basically from $75, $100, take it to the, the teller line and say, I want to cover the cost of this child. There were some smaller snowflake ornaments, which were from like 5, 10, smaller amounts. And we also had donation boxes, change boxes, and people could just put in their odd change. And sometimes, that's what we were receiving, odd dollar bill or, coin. And those amounts really added up. So within our Centra footprint this, for the last 2 years, we've raised 28 $28,000.
$28,000.
Yeah. So, you know, and that equates to about, we say 370 children getting Christmas gifts.
And those 370 children are all local to Indiana.
Right. So if so, anybody, you know, supporting, you know, making a donation in North Vernon, the money stayed there. You know, so it was, you know, the children there from Jennings County that received those gifts. And generally what happens is on these, you know, Angel Tree programs, there are always tags that aren't adopted. You know, so then what happens is, you know, the money that we raise, we then give to the Salvation Army. They see, you know, which kids still need gifts, and then they go shop and buy those gifts. So, you know, it's just a, you know, and our the center employees really feel good about doing it. You know, and again, a lot of members do as well. So we were pretty excited that to make, you know, again, $28,000.
And as president of Centra Foundation, Lynn Morgan, that has to make you proud knowing that you impact in a positive way these children in the community.
Right. And again, you know, many people don't want to, you know, say that, you know, they're getting gifts from the Angel Tree program or shop with a cop. And, you know, so there's a certain privacy there. But, you know, I go to the distributions and, you know, when the, you know, it's usually moms picking up their gifts. And it's just, you know, I get to talk to them and they are just so appreciative of, you know, the gifts and just comments like, I was, you know, without this program, I would have been going to the dollar store and buying things. And one comment sort of resonates is, you know, I didn't know other people cared about my kids. You know, so they, you know, just stories of single moms, you know, perhaps they're not getting the child support that, you know, they should be getting. Number of grandmas now that are bringing up their kids. And some were just sort of like, one dad that I was talking to, you know, had severe health issues. You know, he's just in his 30s, but, you know, heart condition that he just can't work, you know, and, you know, just, you know, wants to provide for his family and he can't. So, you know, it makes you sort of feel somewhat humble, but you're also very pleased that, as I say, make that difference to those people. So that's an exciting program.
I certainly appreciate what your foundation does. That's truly making a difference, I feel.
Yeah. And another recent grant, and we'd love to make some more grants like this one, is Sans Souci. You know, they're the thrift store, but they do so much more here in Columbus. And, you know, there are many people that are trying to enter the workforce that don't have the skills that they need, those soft skills, perhaps understanding, well, you've got to turn up at, you know, this time every day. You've got to, you know, if your boss gives you instructions, then this is what this is what you need to do. So they hire people there that don't have the skills to work out in the, you know, in the broader community. And they go through, you know, a series of trainings. I mean, on the job training there at the store, but they also give them some, you know, educational, you know, programs too. So they had been, you know, the educational programs they had were basically in the lunchroom, and they were able to reconfigure the building. They got some additional space. So they've created an education and study center. So, you know, that's sort of like a financial, you know, literacy program that we feel that we can, you know, again, make a difference. And we did something similar down in Madison. So we are, you know, so nonprofits, you know, in our footprint area that, you know, are working on financial literacy education programs, you know, should contact me and we can discuss whether that would be a fit.
What's the best method of contacting you?
Email or phone. So my email is lmorgan@centra.org. Phone number is 812-314-0285. But, you know, we've also got a pretty good website with a lot of information. So, you know, that would be a good place to check out too, which is www.centra.org.
Once again, joined by Lynn Morgan, president of Centra Foundation. Another initiative ongoing, I guess right now, is a scholarship. It's a Loretta M. Byrd Scholarship for this year. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Centra Credit Union has been offering a scholarship to its members for a number of years. In 2012, the responsibility for the program moved to the foundation, and it was named in Loretta's honor because she'd retired after 47 years at the credit union. And basically, she's somewhat of an inspiration to people within the credit union. She started, as a teller and basically worked her way up and, was, a strong part of the organization. So the gifts that we've received as that's enabled us to expand the program. So, that we were giving two or three scholarships, and now we give 10. And they are $1,000 scholarships. And, we awarded in May 2015, 8 high school students received an award, and 2 adults, who were going back to school. The scholarships made a significant difference, particularly to these two adults. So we're sort of very, very proud of their achievements. One is both were balancing looking after their kids, working part time and going to school. One of our winners, Danielle Harvey, I think the award has just changed her. I mean, she can now go full-time to Ivy Tech, which she's doing, and she just sort of says, it's given me this confidence that I didn't have before. And now she's sort of helping younger students and just really feels good about herself and inspiring her kids too, because here's mom doing her homework, so her kids are doing that as well. So at the moment, the program is open. We're accepting applications for, the award that we're going to, present in 2016. So the important thing to know is the deadline is Monday, February the 15th. And, it's a scholarship that's based on academics and school community involvement, particularly at the high school level. And then there's an essay about a topic related to financial literacy. So the high school or the adult program is a little bit different because it's the people that have been struggling, realized I need an education to, I need to go back to school to look after my family. So, we want to make sure that they're going to be successful. But, if they didn't, we look at perhaps high school transcripts, but it's not so much based on academics there. It's what they're now ready to do and move forward with their life, and we want to help them do that.
I'm sure it's extremely difficult to go back to school as an adult, and this push, it's terrific to hear about. One question I did have on the adult scholarship: what is the minimum age? 22, isn't it?
It's 22. So it's really we're looking for people. I mean, and again, somebody might go back to school, take a couple of years off. I know my son was that way. He left high school and just was not interested in going to college. But later, a couple of years, you get into the workforce, decide I can do something a little bit better, and I want to go back and, continue my education. So that's, that's the people that we're trying to help. And to be eligible, applicants do need to be a Centra member. But they can apply or they can come join and become a member of the credit union, and then they can apply.
And you can learn more at centrafoundation.org/scholarships. We can talk a little bit more about the student scholarships as well, Lynn, if you want. I imagine that's for any with our listening audience here in Columbus, North Vernon, in Jennings County, Jackson County. I'm sure any student at any of those schools can apply.
Oh, yeah. And I say it's online, so it's a pretty easy application. So just do it online. And when we, review the scholarship applications, we do it on a regional basis. I mean, it's very objective in that, there are a certain number of points for GPA, SAT scores, community involvement. There's some more, you know, then we have a committee that's reviewing the essays. So that's an important part. But, you know, when we're awarding them, it's, you know, we're making sure they're spread out. You know, there's, well, we'll award at least two in Columbus, two, at least two in the southern region, two in the Seymour, you know, more central area, if you will, and then plug in some other places too. So, and we, you know, our goal really is to have a scholarship winner in each of the communities where we have a branch. But, you know, but other people who live outside of those geographic areas, they're also members and they can apply too. So, yeah, so it's pretty broad.
Lynn Morgan, president of Centra Foundation, thank you for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it pretty well, Stephen, and I just appreciate your time and being able to talk about the foundation. And if anybody has any questions, you know, just say to them, feel free to call me, email me. I'd love to talk.
CentraFoundation.org. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.